The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah Pe'alfam Beis says, "Ahiri nefesh lo be'edim, if someone murders without edim, machinis nesel lekipo machil nesel lechem tzar umayim lachatz." So this murderer, we can't sentence him to the regular din of Ritzeach, which is Herig, because there's no Edim. So we have another Einish that we could do, which is Kippah. So the Gemara says, what's the case? So the Gemara says, the case is that we know that we definitely know that he killed, because we have Kosher Edim. What we're missing is the requirements that we need for Dina Nefashis in Edim. So the case is the Edis Miuchedes, which are two Kosher Edim, but Edis Miuchedes is not good for Dina Nefashis. Or the case was there was a Kosher, the Bedikis, and not in the Chakiris, which is good Edus, it's just not good for Dina Nefashis. Or the case was there was no Asura. Okay. The question is, what is with Bismanazeh? Would it theoretically be possible for today to put together a Bezdin if we know Rahman al-Atzlan, one Yid murdered another Yid? So we definitely cannot carry out an Oynish Misa these days. Like the Gemara says that, already from the Golos Yechonia, Golos Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin was exiled. They no longer sat in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Gemara says from that point and on, Loidonadine the Foshes. Which the Gemara explains because HaMokim Goyim, the Mokim of the Beis HaMikdosh, that's Goyim, the power the Bezdin has to Dandine the Foshes. And when there's no Bezdin, B'mkoimom, there's no Sanhedrin, B'mkoimom, there's no power to Dantin in the Foshes. And additionally, these days, anyways, we don't have Smicha. The chain of Smicha was broken over the Darius. And without Bezdin Smuchim, we don't have a din of a Bezdin. So Medina Momenis, we have a concept called Shlichusayuka Avdina, that we're doing the Shlichus of the previous Darius who had Smicha. But that's only for Dina Momenis, that's not for Dina Nefoshes. So the question is that only by the regular Talad Mises that we find? Skills Rebbe Herig Vechenig. What about this Din, this Misa of Kippa? Would that be possible to Dan these days? Now, there's enough Kamina, even let's say here in America, where we don't have a Koyach. We don't have the legal rights to set up courts and convict people for crime and sentence people to death. But if we would theoretically put together a proper Bezdin and paskin on a person that is Chayiv Misa because he was Retzeach, the person would be considered as a Gavra Katela. Which you find in the Gemara is that someone who has a Psak Din, a Gemar Din, Lemisa, he has the status of a Gavra Katela. Which has nafkaminas lamaisa, if someone else comes along and kills him, that second person is not considered as a ritzeach, because this person who had a gemar din on him, that is chayiv misa, is a gavra katela. So if we would put together a bezdin now, and the makabel edus that someone was a ritzeach, would we be able to put a gemar din on the person that he's a chayiv keeper? And if we would have the legal rights, would we be able to actually sentence him to death with keeper? So first, let's discuss what is the source of this din kippa, and from that we'll be able to work on our shiloh. So now the Gemara before the sugi before of Mishalok of Eshonon, over there also there's a din kippa, and the sugi ends off Hecharimiza. Where is it near Maz? Where is it hinted in the Torah of this din of Kippur? Omer Ish Lakish, Tomois is Rosh Hashanah. Pasuk of Tehillim. that we learn out from there that there's a concept of kippa by someone who was lock of a shana. Now, Rashi says over there that that's not the source. The source is it's halacha l'mishim zinai. The Gemara is just asking where is it hinted in the Torah, in Tehillim, this concept. Now, in our mission over here, which also has a din kippa, the Gemara doesn't say anything hecher emiza. It doesn't say clearly in the Gemara what the makor is. So now, the Chiddush Iran over here says that there is a source. And the source is in the Torah. The source is the Pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, ul'oretz lo yechupar l'adam asher shubach bo ki'im b'dam shoifchoi. That the Torah says there will be no kapora for the dam, for the blood that was spilled. Only with the blood of the murderer, which the Torah is telling you over here, that even if for whatever reason we can't carry out the oinish, the regular normal psak of a misa for a retzeach, but we have to take care of the retzeach, we have to sentence him to death, b'dam shoifchon. So this is the source of this new Misa of Kippa. And the Ran says the reason why the Gemara doesn't bring down this Pasuk is because the Gemara held that it was Pashut. The Gemara didn't have to bring down this Pasuk. Now on the other hand, it seems from the Rivosh in Simon Reish Nun Aleph differently. The Rivosh says like this. He's talking about over there how to deal with the Ritzeach these days. He says, "V'im b'shara averes ha'yohargin shalei kedin l'tzerech hasho." So, "Ein tzerech lomer b'shvichas damim she'echmiru boi chazal she'koin tzenayse l'kip k'shahirik shalei beid." So his lashon is shechmiru by chazal. That seems that it's not a deraisa like the Ran is saying. There's no source in the pasuk for this. This is a din derabonon, that when there's no proper edus or hasro, and we cannot carry out the regular einish, chazal said that we should go ahead and kill him. And the rivash compares this to the Gemara in Yevamos. But the Gemara says over there, Edin, that Bezdin is makin bo'inshin shalom in HaTorah. The Bezdin has a koyach that even when the Torah doesn't explicitly be machayiv someone an oinish, if Bezdin sees that it's fit and it's needed to give him an oinish, they could do it. The Gemara says a story. Someone was mechal Shabbos, it's not a malocha derai, it's a shavus. He rode on a horse on Shabbos. Have you lebezdim mehis saklu? They were mechayiv him skila, which is not minatoyra. This is shalei minatoyra. But if im hashot tzrich lekach, if it's something that's needed, bezdin has a koyach. So the Rivosh says that is what this din keep over here is, and that's why the halacha is you don't need edus miyuchedes. You don't need. All the other requirements of Dina Nefashis, because we're not working over here with the regular with the Dinim of Dina Nefashis. This is a new mode of Mishpat. We are donning a Misa because Hashot Tzricha Lekach, it's something that's needed. And that's because if we would only convict people, only sentence people to death for murder only according to the requirements of the Torah, many murderers would get away with it. Because in order to have all the dinim of all the details that the Torah is machayev for dinim nefashis, it's very, very not common to be able to sentence someone to death. And we can't have a situation like that. So hashot tzricha lekach. So that's why Chazal or Masakin without proper aiders, we could sentence someone to death with kippah. Now the Rambam says in Hilchos Ratzeach Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, the Rambam is explaining why is it that only by Ratzeach the Mishnah says this concept of kamachnis and la kippah, even when there's no proper aiders. What about other chayvim? The Rambam says that inoisin davazel l'shar chayvim misis bezden. Sh'afal b'shiyash avoyin es chamura mishvichas domin, but ein bohen ashchas as yeshuva shaloydom kishvichas domin. He doesn't other avoyinus. Doesn't destroy the yeshiva oilam as shvichas domin does. She'ewa averis hein me'averis bein odom la'kadosh baruch hu. Aber shvichas domin me'averis shebein odom shebein oil lebein chavir. So it seems from the Rambam also that this concept of machnis anos lekipo by Ratzeach is based on this inyan of hashot tzricho lekach. It's something needed for tikkun oilam, for yeshuva shaloilam. That's why we have this inyan of machnis anos lekipo. It's possible, according to the Rambam, that it's also like the Rav Osher saying that it's the Rabbonim. The Beis Meir actually brings a raya from the Gemara Ksuba is Lamagimel Mabez that the din of kippah is the Rabbonim. The Gemara says over there, the Gemara brings the pasuk in Mishpatim, im yokum v'yisalech b'chot al mishantoi v'nigra amake. If someone hits his friend, so we wait, and if the victim is hoilech b'shuk, then the makah is free. So the Gemara says, you see, that as long as the victim is not healed, we choiv shenoisoi, we lock up the one who hit him, and we wait to see what happens to the victim. If the victim dies, then we'll kill the person who hit. So the Gemara over there is trying to figure out what is the case. The Gemara is in the sugya of Kimli Rabbinay. So the Gemara says, "Hey Chidomi, e deloy asra be. If there's no asra, am I miktil? Why would we wait? Why would he lock him up and wait to see what happens to the victim? Even if the victim dies, why are we going to kill the one who the one who hit him? There was no asra. So the Gemara says there must have been asra. Now, Frank the Best Mayor." What do you mean? The Gemara over here says that Ratzeach Shaloi Bahasra, that's according to Shmuel, that's the case of the Mishnah, Ratzeach Shaloi Bahasra is Chayiv Misa with Kippah. So maybe that's what the Pasuk is talking about. So the Beis Meir proves him here, like the Rivosh, that it's not the Raisa, it's only the Rabbonah. So we cannot say the Pasuk is talking about such a case. Now, on the other hand, I found the Chazanish in Simen Chof Aleph, Sivkot and Hay. Chazanish says over here on this din kippah, he says, Nireh, it seems that kippah, in order to sentence a person to kippah, you need a bezin chof gimel, 23 dayonim, as all other dini nefashas. So from this Chazanish, it seems that he's understanding, which, like the Chiddush Aran, that it's a deraisa. And because it's a deraisa, it's like a regular misa. It's a regular one of the dinim nefashas. And the dinim nefashas has dinim that it had, you need a bezin chof gimel. And the Chazanish says, the same way, the Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta enumerates many things that are by dinim nefashas and not by dinim momenis. The same goes over here in the din of kippah. So the Chazanish is understanding this din kippah is a regular din in the nefashas. So back to our shaila about these days, could we put together a bezdin and sentence a person to the Oynish of Kippah. According to the Chiddush Iran, and the way the Chazon Ish is going, it would seem that you can't. You can't, because this is regular Dinei Nefoshes. We have no power these days to do such a thing. However, according to Rav Osh and the Beis Meir, who say that it's a Derabbonon, and it's based on the Din, on the Koyach that we have, of Makan Voinch and Shalem and Atayra, that would be even these days. Because the Din of Makan Voinch and Shalem and Atayra, that Koyach that we have, is not subject to the dinim that the Torah gives for dinim nefashis. Anything that we find, that we see fit, that we see needed for tikkun olam, for yeshuva shel olam, like the Rambam says, we could go ahead and do. Now I'd like to read to you the Torah. The Torah in Chosh Mishpat Siman Tov Chof Hei. The Torah says mitzvah lodun mechayve mises bezdin. It's a mitzvah to Dan Chavim Yisus Bezdin V'sheyigla Ritzeach La'ori Miklot, to send the Ritzeach to Ori Miklot. That's the mitzvah deraisa. V'ata on these days Inu nudonu dine nefoshes Sha'af bezman abayis. Still already bimei abayis botul dine nefoshes, like we mentioned before. Kol shekein ata she'in ledoinam she'tzrichin bezdin shel chof gimel. We need a proper bezdin that we don't have. We don't have a miklat. Now the Torah brings now a tshuva from Rav Nachshon Neugoin, who says the al kol chayvi mises bezdin hoidna these days ain biyadenu loyla hal koisoi. We don't give malchus these days. So that's because malchus is also, you need a proper bezdin, and with that we don't have these days. V'lila ha'glosu, we don't do galus these days. V'lila hargoi, we don't give einish misa. V'lila chovtoi, we don't hit. Elo menadinoisoi, what we do is we put him in chayrim, umakinoisoi, makas maridus, that we could do. Umavdilinoisoi menakal. So now it would seem, from this tshuva Rav Nachshon Neugoin, he says that these days we have no koyach at all. We don't do anything. So that would be mashma that this din of kippah also we cannot do these days. But however, that's not muchach, because maybe Rav Nachshon Neugoin is talking about the other chiyuv chayvim mises, like chil Shabbos. So chil Shabbos, we will not kill him. We can't do any malchus. We can give him, makas maridus. But maybe ritzeach, where the Mishnah says over here that we have a special din ritzeach, like the Rambam says, yeshuva shaloylam. We could go ahead and kill these days, or kill without the proper dinei edus. Maybe also these days we could do. But now the Bach asks a question on this tshuva Rav Nachshon Neugoin. Rav Nachshon Neugoin says his last lashon he says is v'loy l'choivshoy. I'm sorry, he says v'loy l'choivtoy. You cannot hit him. Now a minute later he says, rather, what do you do? Makanoisa makas maridus. You hit him makas maridus. You give him malchus and makas maridus. You just told me a second ago that you lo lechoifta, you don't hit him. So the Bach says it's a tosat fos, and it should really say v'lo lechoivshoy. We don't lock up these days. So the Bach says, what are we talking about? Hainu oynish kippah. What the Rav Nachshon Neugoin is talking about is Oynish Kippah. The Machnisim Esed L'Kippah. Kedi Yisa Perkan Esrafim, like our Gemara. The Mishnah Hayrig Nefesh Alebei, the Machnisim Esed L'Kippah. So the Bach says that Rav Nachshon Neugoin is explicitly talking about this Din of Kippah, and he says we don't do this Din Kippah these days. Now if you look closely in the Bach says, he says, Hainu Oynish Kippah Dihi Haloch L'Moshim Is Sinai. So it seems that Bach is going with the Shita of the Ran, not exactly like the Ran that says that it's a pasuk in the Torah, but he's going that it's the Raisa. It's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, like the Sugi before, of Lok of Ashono. So that's why the Bach understands, according to the Bach, the Rav Nachshon Neugoin is saying that we don't do it these days because it's a deraisa. So we don't have a koyach these days to do dini nefashos. But according to the Rivash and the Beis Meir, that it's the Rabbonon, and it's all based on the din of Makamo Inshin Shalom and Atayra, we would possibly be able to do a din of Kippah these days.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.